This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Donald Trump faced a new raft of felony charges on Tuesday after a Georgia state grand jury used a law developed to take down organized crime gangs to charge the former U.S. president with trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat. The charges, brought late on Monday by Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, charged Trump, the front-runner in the race for the 2024 Republican nomination, and 18 associates for a scheme intended to reverse his loss to Democrat Joe Biden. The sprawling 98-page indictment listed 19 defendants and 41 criminal counts in all. Hawaii residents are providing food and health care after devastating wildfires destroyed parts of Maui as the search continues for more victims. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
Volunteers offered water, food, and mental health services to residents of what was once the town of Lahaina on Hawaii's Maui Island. After wildfires incinerated the historic waterfront community, Maui County briefly relaxed rules allowing Lahaina residents back to their homes, but suspended that on Monday after officials said curious sightseers abused the system, clogging streets used by rescue workers. Search teams with cadaver dogs have combed through 25% of the Lahaina disaster zone, and police say they are moving as fast as they can to complete their sweep.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Tuesday he could not confirm a report Iran slowed its pace of nuclear-grade enriched uranium.
Of course, we would welcome any steps that Iran takes to actually de-escalate the growing nuclear threat that it has posed